Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. According to Nikkei Asia, Apple, Samsung, Intel, and NVIDIA will invest in SoftBank Group's British chip design unit ARM's estimated $60 billion IPO in September on the U.S. Nasdaq Stock Exchange. The big chip makers will each receive a few percent at the launch of the IPO, becoming medium to long-term shareholders, which is expected to stabilize the stock price at the time of the listing. In return, the chip makers will hope to have sway over ARM's management. Meta's Facebook Messenger has begun notifying Android users that as early as September 28, 2023, SMS messages will no longer be available when you update your Messenger app. Facebook Messenger has a large user base on Android, so there's presumably a not insignificant amount of people that use the SMS MMS integration. With Meta's continued investment in WhatsApp Messenger and Google effectively getting Android users to switch from SMS to RCS communications, SMS no longer seems to be a core aim for Meta. In a deal that will help keep Apple's costs down on next-gen iPhones and Macs, it has agreed to purchase all the 3-nanometer chips TSMC can produce in exchange for TSMC eating cost on defective processor dies. TSMC's 3-nanometer chips will be used in both the new M3 processors for Macs and the A17 Bionic for some higher-end iPhones. Zoom, the teleconferencing company that all but became synonymous with remote work during the pandemic, is now requiring workers to return to the office. In a statement, a Zoom spokesperson said that the company believes a structured hybrid approach is most effective for Zoom because it provides an opportunity for workers to interact with their teams. Starting this month and continuing through September, Zoom employees within 50 miles of an office must return to work at least 2 days per week. Apple launches a new algorithmic discovery station to help users find more music based on play history, likes, and other factors in the Apple Music algorithm. The discovery station appeared for users sometime early Monday, August 7th, without any official announcement or pop-up. Users browsing the Apple Music app can see the new option under the Listen Now tab in the category Stations for You. According to the New York Times, U.S. Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan and Commissioners Rebecca Kelly Slaughter and Alvaro Bedoya will sit down with Amazon representatives before the FTC's decision to pursue an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon. The FTC began investigating Amazon in 2019 for using its influence to hurt competition. A potential lawsuit will likely challenge a host of Amazon's business practices and could lead to a court-ordered restructuring of the $1.3 trillion empire. New Zealand is the latest country to approve Microsoft's $68 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. A total of 41 countries, including the United States, have approved the deal, though Microsoft is still facing some regulatory resistance in the UK. General Motors has announced that all of its electric vehicles will have bidirectional vehicle-to-home charging by 2026. The first GM vehicle to be able to charge your house will be this 2024 Chevy Silverado EV, followed by the 2024 GMC Sierra EV Denali Edition 1, the 2024 Chevy Blazer EV, the 2024 Chevy Equinox EV, the 2024 Cadillac Lyriq, and the upcoming Cadillac Escalade IQ. And finally, Spotify is taking its AI-powered DJ global. Available through the music feed section in the Spotify mobile app, DJ personalizes users listening through a curated music selection that includes spoken word commentary powered by a synthetic voice. DJ was first launched in the US and Canada back in February before extending the feature to the UK and Ireland 3 months later. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.